Good afternoon. I'm Jason King. I'm from NC State University in Raleigh. So today I'm talking about cataloging and comparing logging mechanism specifications for electronic health record systems. So with electronic health record systems, we need these logging mechanisms to log all transactions with protected health information to help deter unauthorized access and also to prevent users from denying that they actually did some sort of action in the system. And how do we know this? Because lately in the past few years, there have been some headlines in the news that basically say people are nosy. People want to snoop at records, especially if it involves celebrities. So the EHR logging mechanisms should involve or include events that create, delete, view, or modify sensitive data. It should also include security events like logging in or granting access privileges, and also protecting log entries from being altered once they're stored in the log mechanism. So in previous work, in 2012, last year, in a paper, Modifying Without a Trace, we identified 16 general auditable events from four sources. The four sources were the Certification Commission for Health Information Technology, or CCHIT, ambulatory certification criteria, and research or an article entitled How to Do Application Logging Right by Chivakin and Peterson, the IEEE Standard for Information Technology, Hard Copy Device, and System Security, and the SANS Institute Information System Audit Logging Requirements. When we pulled these 16 general auditable events from these four documents, there was no event that was suggested unanimously by all four sources. We then evaluated the logging mechanisms of three open source EHR systems, and we identified an overall lack of log transactions or events. I believe the highest percentage that we identified that were logged was in one system logged about 18% of the 16 that we identified. And also last year at HealthSec in Bellevue, I presented a paper, What Can We Learn from the Payment Card Industry, where I took the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard and pulled out 10 different concepts of secure logging mechanisms, identified the section where they were mentioned in the payment card industry, then compared that to HIPAA, Meaningful Use Stage 1, and Meaningful Use Stage 2, and we identified some gaps where certain things were not covered by any of the healthcare documents that we looked at, such as log backups, and Meaningful Use didn't really mention log retention, disposal, or incident response. So taking these two previous work research, we were concerned about looking at cataloging these data transactions and security events and log entry content, and also including some of the non-healthcare documentation so that we can maybe identify what healthcare may not be up to speed with or may be lacking currently. So the objective of this research is to catalog the information from both healthcare and non-healthcare documentation in the hopes of guiding the design of secure electronic health record systems in the future. So in this research, we focus on three items to catalog. The first item is data transactions. So for example, viewing prescriptions, updating immunization records. We also look at security events, like granting new privileges, logging in, initiating network connections. And we also look at log entry content, such as what content should be logged for each log entry. So a timestamp, user identification, maybe source identification. So the research questions. The first three research questions are very basic. So what data transactions should be logged, what security events should be logged, and what log entry content should be captured? The next three research questions are more interesting. So what data transactions, security events, and log entry content are not included in healthcare documents but are in the non-healthcare documents? Which document offers the most detailed specifications for data transactions, security events, and log entry content? And finally, what minimal set of documents covers 100% of all the items that we've cataloged? So to select the documents, we began with the four documents we used in the previous work and then Modifying Without a Trace paper. So the CCHIT ambulatory certification criteria, the IEEE hard copy device and system security standard, Chivakin and Peterson's How to Do Application Logging Right, and the SANS Institute system audit logging requirements. We then identified candidate documents by tracing references that were referenced by these four documents and also including documents based on previous experience. For example, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. We had previous experience with that, so we included it. And our inclusion criteria were very basic. The document must contain a section discussing logging or auditing mechanism specifications, and the full text of the document must be freely available online. So total, we pulled out 16 documents. We have 10 healthcare documents and 6 non-healthcare documents. So we include things like the ASTM standard specification for audit and disclosure logs for use in health information systems, the CCHIT ambulatory criteria. We also pulled some information from the Canada Health InfoWay for electronic health record privacy and security requirements, a Department of Defense directive for security requirements for automated information systems, Common audit message version 2.x from health level HL7. Audit trail and node authentication from IHE ATNA. Meaningful use stage 1 and stage 2. This very long title here for security and privacy auditing in healthcare information technology. A NIST publication on security and privacy controls for federal information systems and organizations. Trusted computer system evaluation criteria from the United States Department of Defense, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, and lastly, the SysAdmin Audit Network Security, the SANS Institute document on audit login requirements. So graphically, we began with how to do application logging correctly, IEEE, the SANS Institute, and the CCHIT paper. And tracing references, this is how we picked these out. So CCHIT deals with the ambulatory criteria for meaningful use. So that would we put meaningful use before these because CCHIT is about evaluating those. From CCHIT, we identified these four documents. From HL7, we identified this additional NEMA document. So every bubble that's shaded is a healthcare document. Every bubble that is not shaded is a non-healthcare document. And notice there were no cross-references between those. So no healthcare documents reference non-healthcare, and no non-healthcare documents reference the healthcare documents. So for our data collection, we had to read each document and identify any suggested data transactions, security events, or log entry content. And then we recorded each of these that we've identified on an individual index card along with the source document ID. So for example, the user login should be logged, and that was located in the CCHIT document. So we labeled this, and I had to go to the store and buy more index cards as I was doing this. It took forever. So total data collection from each of the documents, for example, the ASTM document, we picked out 5 data transactions, 4 security events, 8 data elements for log entry content, and all total, we ended up with 387 index cards. So breaking this down to categorize the data, we grouped the duplicate or similar index cards, and we didn't eliminate any cards, we just grouped them to be similar categories so that we can maintain that traceability to the source documents. For example, here, the CCHIT document may have said user logins, the how to do application logging correctly may say successful logins, and the HL7 document may have said user authentication. So since they're all similar, we group them together into one pile to represent user login. So research question 1 is, what data transactions should be logged? We identified the basic CRUD operations, so create, read, update, delete, and we identify those as atomic transactions. Then we also identify non-atomic transactions, which could be actions that could involve either of these depending on system implementation or multiple ones of these. For example, merging a record could involve reading, creating a new record, updating a previous record, or maybe deleting a record that had already been merged. So it depends on the system implementation. So we identified the basic create, read, update, delete actions. Then we also identified cancel, resolving or completing, dispersing or delivering, assigning, deassigning, merging, unmerging. In total, so we have 11 different data transactions here. For research question 2, what security events? There are 77 security events, so we took those and we tried to categorize them or group them together into higher level categories. For example, here we have 11 types of events, user events. For example, these could include de-identifying protected health information, reassociation of data, switching to another user's access after logging in with one's own identification, printing or faxing, unauthorized access attempts, invalid input, and copying data. So these are actions that could be traced to a user who was using the system. We also identified 8 events associated with access control, 4 events with authentication, and only 1 event was dealing with the detection of malicious activity, so auditing. We also had several administration type events. So application administration would be administrative events like setting up the access controls in the application itself. System administration is how often your virus definition is updated. Log administration involves when you change or configure the audit configuration files or when you access the audit configuration files. And general administration would include backing up or restoring the system. For research question 3, the log entry content, we identified 22 of these. So again, we grouped them into higher level categories so we didn't have 22 listed here. So 7 data elements are associated with the object that was affected by the transaction. 4 data elements are associated with the source identification, so identifying the source machine, For example, source machine, source type, the organization of the accessing user, and the source application ID. We also had flags associated with user identification, a flag for breach access, for destination identification, event description, the priority of the event, a reason for the event, was the event successful or was it a failure, and also the timestamp. So research question four is moving into some of the more interesting questions where we're comparing. So the data transactions, all 11 data transactions that we identified were suggested by the healthcare documents. But when it comes to security events, there were 14 events that were not suggested by healthcare, such as changes to the audit configuration, adding hardware, deleting hardware, and invalid input by the user. Those were four. There's 10 more, but I didn't list them here on the slide, but they're in the paper. So these are just four examples of the 14 that were not discussed in the healthcare documents. For the log entry content, only two were not suggested by the healthcare documents, and they were a recording before and after values, which is controversial depending on who you ask, and a logging a priority value for each log entry. So which document offers the most detailed specifications? Overall, the HL7 document identified 87 of the items that we extracted. IHE ATNA, we extracted 59 items, and from the NEMO, we extracted 41. So these were the top three documents in terms of overall contributions to the data transaction security events and log entry content. If we're only looking at data transactions, the IHE ATNA provided the most, followed by HL7 and then the CCHIT certification criteria. For only security events, again, HL7 took the top spot, followed by NEMA, and then how to do application logging right. And if you're only looking at log entry content, HL7 again provided the most, followed by how to do application logging right, and then NIST. So another interesting question, what minimal set of documents covers 100% of all the catalog data? For only data transactions, you would have to look at HL7 and either one of the ASTM document, the CCHIT document, or the IHE ATNA document. So you could pick out all the data transactions just by looking at two documents. If you're only concerned about the security events, you would have to look at 10 different documents. HL7, NEMA, IEEE, the Department of Defense Directive, CCHIT, the Canada Health InfoWay, how to do application logging right, meaningful use stage 2, the Orange Book from the Department of Defense, and the ASTM standard. And for only log entry content, you would have to look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 documents in order to identify everyone that we identified in our catalog. So overall, if you wanted to identify 100% of all data transactions, security events, and log entry content, you would have to look at 13 of the documents. And here's a graph where I showed, so HL7 contributed the most. So if you only look at HL7, you would identify roughly 50% of all the items in our catalog. If you look at HL7 and NEMA, you would identify about 70%. To get to 90 or at least 80%, you would have to consider the first four documents, so HL7, NEMA, IEEE, and the Canada Health InfoWay. To get the 90% coverage, you would have to consider how to do application logging correctly, Department of Defense Directive, and the other four. And it increases slightly as you're going down, but to get 100%, you have to look at all 13 of these. So the next steps for our research, knowing the CRUD operations, are create, read, update, delete, they're useful, but in our evaluation from previous work, we noticed that some applications will log creating or reading prescriptions, but they wouldn't log creating or reading other types of data that are important to log. So we want to do a more fine-grained analysis to identify every data element that the EHR system manages and every CRUD operation that is applicable for that data element so that we can get a fine-grained analysis. Likewise, we also want to use our catalog as a basis for developing some sort of security software metrics for evaluating EHR logging mechanisms. But we would also want to consider other things like immutability, so making sure the log entries can't be changed, and also how reliable is the timestamp, how often do you log backup. So there's several other considerations, both software-based and policy-based, that we'd have to consider for this. So in summary, the healthcare community needs to create more comprehensive or centralized specifications for logging mechanisms, and our catalog here is a step toward that, especially for outlining security events. The healthcare documents miss 14 of the security events that we identified. EHR developers should also not rely on a single document to provide adequate comprehensive list of data transactions, security events, or log entry content. The secure events and log entry content required at least 8 out of the 16 documents, so no single one document is good. That's all. Any questions?
Jean Stanford from Noblis. I was wondering if you, as you were looking through all these documents, did you find anything that addressed interoperability across logs? Because I think as we hear more and more about systems of systems, and as we move into health information exchanges, we're going to need to maintain provenance.
Right.
So I was curious about your thoughts about that.
Based on the 16 documents that we had, I didn't notice very much about provenance since we were just looking at data transactions, log entry content, security events. But what I did notice was that some of these, such as the HL7 document, was about standardizing the way the logs are in different applications so that you can compare logs across different applications. But in terms of provenance or anything like that, I wasn't really looking for that. But it is a tough question, especially if you have logs from different applications, you're trying to combine them. It's very difficult.
Any thoughts about visualization?
That would be nice. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Is there something like a unique source? So this event you will only find in this document. Otherwise, you will not find anywhere else.
Yes, there were several of those. I don't have any listed. There is a link in the paper, which I should probably have in the slides here. If you would like to check out the catalog, right now it's in a Google spreadsheet, but I would hopefully want to make that in a nice, cleaner format where you can look at it better. Logging catalog. And this will take you directly to our Google spreadsheet where we've identified all these, and it has traceability back to the source documents.
Thank you.
Hi, Eugene Wasserman, Kansas State University. Did you, from this exercise, which is, huge in nature, did you get any sort of intuition on how to get an idea of completeness? So you probably didn't have anything that you didn't find in a single document. So how did you know your coverage is complete over, or do you have any intuition of whether your coverage is complete over documents you never looked at?
No, I don't. And this, the purpose of the catalog was maybe as we run across this additional documentation, add it to our catalog so that we can keep some traceability and, increase our catalog so that the developers of EHR systems have a wide variety of logging data transactions, security events, and log entry content to pick from. We're not saying every single one of these should be logged in every single application, but each one of these should be considered by the software developer as whether it's pertinent to their application or not.
Thanks.
I'd like to ask you another question.
Okay.
In reading all those and looking through the catalog, it seems to me that you did it in a very organized way, but as the average implementer, you quickly get swamped in the duplicates and looking at all the different details. Each one of them is going to have a different idea. So I'd almost like to see a thread, through the different documents, go to this paragraph of this one and that paragraph of that one, and you'll get a reasonable view, because when I go through and try to read all these things, I quickly get my whole desk covered with piles of paper,
right.
and it gets to be totally overwhelming.
Right, and even as we're doing this evaluation, for example, the log entry content that says log a priority flag, multiple documents may have suggested priority, but what they meant by priority or how they define priority differed based on the document. So you can have a priority based on this is an event, like a doctor who's viewing a patient's record who he's not the declared representative or declared physician for. So this could be flagged as a high priority event to be audited. But another document, I believe, suggested that priority is associated with high priority events like failed backups or failed. So the definition of how they were defining that priority flag differed based on the documents. So it would be nice to have that traceability or that thread that goes through directly to the piece of the document. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.